Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, also known as Popo, Renee writes in, I was thrift shopping this weekend and found a 1950s wedding dress. It was absolutely perfect, so I bought it. Here's the thing. I'm not engaged or even dating someone. My friends are telling me that I'm crazy and I should keep this to myself, but I'm too excited about finding my dream wedding dress. Court of public opinion, is this a red flag?
Is this a red flag?
If you were starting to date someone and you're just like, oh, what's that white thing in your closet? My wedding dress.
This is my dream wedding dress. Yeah, I've had it for a while now. Can't wait to wear it. Anyways, what was your first name again? Like, I think that's a little bit of a red flag. For me, I always fluctuate sizes too. So good for you for thinking that.
You're going to be the exact same size.
It's coming so soon for you that it's going to still fit. So I say it's a red flag. What do you say, Billy?
If I were a dude and you're hanging out at the apartment for the first time and you're like, oh, can I use your restroom? Where is it? It's down the hall. And you see it hanging in the closet. I would run for the hills.
Really?
But wedding dresses are expensive. And if she found one that like meets her vision, it's from the 50s. It's not like you're able to find dresses like that easily. Like, she's right. It would not easily be accessible to find again. Do I think maybe she should hide it at her mom's house or like in a hope chest or somewhere where it's not?
Be proud of
it. You could own it.
Oh boy. 585-252-9233. Court of Public Opinion is in session.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, also known as COPO, Renee writes in, I was thrift shopping this weekend and found a 1950s wedding dress. It was absolutely perfect, so I bought it. Here's the thing. I'm not engaged or even dating someone. My friends are telling me that I'm crazy and I should keep this to myself, but I'm too excited about finding my dream wedding dress.
Would you like to comment first?
Well, I just, I think we've all... I think we've all commented that, yeah, that's great for you. Just keep it to yourself. Whereas she's more like, I would like to announce this to everyone. But, I mean, we can go to the phones, absolutely.
Good morning. Copo, yellow flag. Either keep it at your mom's house or put it in your cedar chest so that the prospective future fiancé doesn't see it.
So your suitors are hidden from it.
Yes.
But she doesn't seem to... She's like super excited to talk about it. So that's interesting everyone's kind of like, yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it. Just make sure nobody finds out about it.
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of a tough question. Because, yeah. If the guy that you're seeing, I mean, it could go two ways. Yep. The guy could be like, oh, this is the girl I'm going to marry right off the bat.
Right.
It's happened.
You're taking a chance, though.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
All right.
100%, but I think you take a chance any way you look at it, so.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Court of Public Opinion. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Kristen.
What's going on, Kristen?
Well, I think if she found a dress that she absolutely loved, all the more power to her. I think the real red flag would be the dude you're just starting to date looking through your closet.
Oh!
Your closet door was open, and I'm walking to the bathroom, and there's a white wedding dress hanging there. How do you not see that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends on if she's got it on display. Then
she has it on a little mannequin of herself.
Maybe. I think that she could always come up with it. She's a designer. I mean, I would try to do whatever I could not to make myself look like a freak at that point, but...
Right.
I'm happy for her that she bought the dress.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, lots of people saying, hey, I think it's great that she found a dress. Again, what if she jinxes herself and she never gets married? But then again, the price tag would be out of the way for the dress. And sometimes your tastes change. Not a big deal. She found something she likes. She's keeping it. It's not like she's dating somebody and putting the cart before the horse.
She doesn't even have a cart.
Perfectly logical move. Perfectly logical.
I love how all of the comments
She bought a cart with no horse.
They're like, it's not a red flag, but you really should keep it hidden and don't let anybody know you got it.
Yeah.
I have multiple friends who have bought clothing for their unborn children. I could name more than one person.
Who's bought like baby clothes?
Yes. Like,
and have no baby.
No baby. And we're talking like years ago, not like they're married and they're going to start trying. Like, no, we're talking about like late teens, early 20s. They're like, this is so cute.
Wow.
What?
Wow. I'm going to buy this for my future baby.
Okay.
They're manifesting having a baby.
Maybe that's it.
That's got to be.
Maybe that's it.
All right. So I'm going to call this one, all of the text messages and even the one that was somewhat, nah, that's not a good idea. Still was like, yeah, but if you got a good deal on it, it was definitely worth buying.
Yeah.
So we're going to call this one that, what was her name again?
Renee.
Renee, you were absolutely justified in buying said dress.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.